Last time we spoke about... Were you here last time?
I was.
Last time we spoke about... Anybody remember?
Lashon
Hara. Lashon Hara. Oh, you're right. I meant Yom HaShabbos. No, because I meant last Thursday year.
That was last Friday was his pay.
No? No, it was 2 or 3 weeks ago.
No, last...
No, that was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
No, I'm saying...
Last week it was Lashon Hara.
No. Tuesday of this week, 2 days ago.
Right.
Rabbi Lip asked me to fill in.
Right.
Last Thursday, we spoke about what? Bishlach Rafia. Remember? Okay? So we basically went through that Indian, the Machlegis, the Chiddush of, who was it? The Urayim, right?
The grill.
The Ben Eliezer the midst. He had the Chiddush based on that Gemara with Matzah. The Bishl is Mevatel, the time of the Afia. And other Rishonim are chaylik on it. We dealt with it. L'mayis v'nered, we try to be chayshish for this shito. Meaning we are chayshish for this shito. So now, very interesting nekudo in this sugya is that the Mishavur says as follows. He's bringing this down from the Magen Avraham. He says, "V'hu adin de l'shita zoy." This is in Siman Shin in Chasiv Katan Mem Aleph. The same thing applies according to this opinion that there's such a thing as bishul achrafia, ish tzli achar bishul. If you do it the other way around, you take something that was cooked with a liquid medium and you roast it, and it's the same thing, same idea. It's aser, it's bishul. V'lochein aser liten davar shenis bashal etzla eish bli raitev. Magen Avraham sifkot yizayin. Therefore, says the Mishabura, you are not allowed to take something that was cooked, meaning with a liquid medium, and put it by the fire if it's now no longer with its liquid medium. And if you have chicken that was cooked together inside of a sauce, even though it's in a pan and we call it, you bake the chicken, but you're cooking it halachically, if now that chicken is not with its sauce, it's not with its gravy, and you want to put it by the fire, it's no good. Says the Mishabura, v'lav davka etzel ha'esh. He doesn't necessarily mean right by the open fire. Anywhere where it could get roasted by the heat of the oven. Therefore, you must be careful not to put back on the oven meat that was cooked originally with raitev, with liquid, and now you don't have the liquid there. You can't do that. Anywhere where it's yatz lettuce bite. Can't do it. Even if you'll get out of all the problems of shehiyah, chazara, hanachal chathchila, you'll put it on a hefsek kedera. You put it on top of your chilling pot. Here's your piece of cooked chicken, cooked meat. It was originally cooked with a liquid medium. And now it does not have the liquid. And you want to put a base, a little piece of tinfoil, whatever, on top of the chowk pot to heat it up on Shabbos morning. Zak Mishabura, no good. Can't do it. You can't do it. Guys, this is problematic. this is a very problematic Mishabura for us. None of you are bothered by this Mishabura? Nobody? Any takers at all?
We do all the time.
We do it all the time. Every single Shabbos we do this. What do we do? Go on. What?
What have you just said? We do.
Good. Because he knows what I want. It's like a Rachel Jacobson says, you know, like, you tell a kindergarten teacher or a first grade teacher, say to the boys, you know, what do you need to do to be the biggest tzaddik in the world? So they'll say, learn Torah or bench nicely. He says, I got a better way to tell them. Tell them, what do you need to do to make your parents the happiest? Don't make a mess when we eat. Don't leave our shoes on the floor. Then you see the real arachim that the kids are getting when you change the nusach of the question a little bit. He said that one time he challenged a first grader, second grade rabbi to do this with his boys. And all the boys were saying things like, you know, don't leave your shoes around. You know, maybe one or two boys said, don't yell at your sister. But all not the things that he wanted, you know. And the Rebbe was like, no, no, no. What do you need to do to make your parents achi, 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 sameach, ma'olam? He was trying so hard. And he said, you should have seen the tuv lev on the looks of these kids' faces. They so badly wanted to get the right answer for him, but they couldn't. Anyway, what, tell me something. Do you have deep fried schnitzel ever, any of you?
What?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I haven't eaten that.
On Shabbos, do you ever have schnitzel?
Yeah.
You ever eat schnitzel? Oh, you don't? Okay. Yeah. You have schnitzel? How do you cook the schnitzel on Arab Shabbos?
Yeah.
How do you cook it?
In the oven.
In the oven. Oh, so it's not deep fried?
No.
You bake it?
Yeah.
Okay, in the Chatabaya Azot.
You put
the
chicken, you put an egg, what's it called?
Yeah, whatever, you deep fry it. You fry it in oil.
Right.
What do you mean the oven?
Fry it in oil.
Same thing when you fry it in egg when the prawns.
But you fry it in oil? No.
Frying in oil is considered deep frying.
Yeah. It depends how much oil.
What's wrong? So
it doesn't need to be like.
What is the difference?
If it's half immersed, I think that's enough for bishul. Usually they say that what's not bishul is if you just coat the pan so that it doesn't stick and burn. So that's not called bishul. That's called like a fiat sleep. But if your mom is frying it in oil. Are you kidding? Wait a minute. You've been to my house before when I make fumes.
Right.
You've tasted my schnitzel? All the guys rave about it when they come. You know why it tastes like that? Because I put in this much oil. Okay? It's deep fried. You cannot begin to compare the taste of deep fried schnitzel to baked schnitzel. Baked schnitzel is if you want to be healthy, because they kind of the trans fatty, whatever, acid, I don't know what. Right?
It can cause cancer.
Yeah, okay. My mother-in-law tells me that her father, who's a survivor, he's nifted for many, many years, was a survivor of the war. He used to say, Meken Leben, I was in Los Angeles. You could live, but they don't let you. In any event, many, many people have fried schnitzel, okay? And it's definitely, the oil is deep enough that it's cooked. It's bushel. And then what do you do on Shabbos morning? What do you do on Shabbos morning? Put it on the platter! Okay, you put it on an upside down pan to make sure that it's not on a shaykh of anachal
katchila. You usually have it from Shabbos, from Friday.
Sorry?
You usually have the oven from Friday.
What? I'm sorry.
Keep it warm.
You leave your schnitzels on the whole night? I don't believe it.
It's not me, my mom. Probably, I don't know.
No. It would get ruined. No, absolutely not. It would get ruined. As it is, if you leave it there for like an hour and a half, you have to mama's fiddle with it that it doesn't get burned. It would get ruined. You cannot leave schnitzels on the plaza the whole Friday night. Okay? That ain't gonna cut it. So many, many, many people do this all the time. And many people take things that were cooked and they put on the plaza. And this Bishop Brewer is saying that according to the Reim, it's Bishul de Reisa. This is a
problem. It's already
Bishul. Oh, so that was last week. Yafet. That was last week where we gave the introduction, the whole sugya of Bishul Achafio. That
when it's Bishul Achar Bishul.
No, it's Sli Achar Bishul. It's a different type of Bishul. There's one broad category. A Bishul called liquid medium
so
with Bishul.
You put it for like 20 minutes before
Shabbat. Oh, now you want to be a Machmir.
No, okay.
Okay, you want to be a Machmir. Fine, there are people that probably learn Havacha and tell their mother or their wife, right, you know, let's try to cover our bases, stick it in the oven for 5 minutes.
Once it's already mavushal, so what's the gedder of how much you have to put it in?
Because there's liquids in it, so...
Okay, guys, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Let's go step by step, okay? Just to recap, last week, what we established is that the Reim says that since the Gemara says by matzah, this is the way we're paskin, that if you cook your matzah, meaning your fully baked matzah on Pesach, well, whatever, before Pesach, you cook it. You put it in a kli rishon al ha'ish. Says the Gemara, we pass it into halacha. You're not yaitz with the matzah because the bishul is mevatel the afiyah. That's basically the upshot. We're not going to get into the whole machlokes of the Gemara and brachos and how to understand it and whether between miyasim and the bach. That was for last time. But in a nutshell, the Reim says that just like by matzah, the bishul is mevatel the afiyah and it's not called lechem anymore. And matzah, of course, is to be lechem oini. So too, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, If you take something that was ne'efa or nitzla, meaning it was cooked without liquid medium, it was prepared al yidei choyim ha'ish without liquid, so then if you subsequently cook it with liquid, you're over on bishul d'oraisa. Because we see that it's a different type of bishul. You did the bishul called afiyah. You did the bishul called sliyah. That's the non-liquid medium bishul. There's another type of bishul called bishul with liquid. And if you do that, you're doing something different. And therefore, that's bishul. That's what the Re'im says. So what the Magen Avraham is saying, the Mishavur is quoting, is that the same thing applies the other way around. Just like yesh bishul achar afiyah, so too yesh afiyah or tzliyah achar bishul. Simple math. You follow? Okay, we're good. Now, this is problematic for us because this is like mice in the holy yayin. We do this. We do this all the time. Who ever heard of such a thing that you can't take your schnitzel, your fried schnitzel, and put it on the platter on Shabbos? Ever heard of such a thing? You ever heard of such a thing?
No, I don't do it.
Okay, so Duni suggested, let's get out of this problem. Let's get out of this problem. I believe that there's even a Mishnah Berurah that speaks it out. Or maybe the Bir Halacha. What's the Halacha Lafi the Re'im? If you did Bishul, meaning with liquid, then you did Sli, or let's say the other way around. Okay? You took your meat on Erev Shabbos and you roasted it. You put it on a spit, no liquid, roasted it by an open flame. By an open flame. Afterwards, you took that same piece of meat, it's still Friday, and you dumped it into a pot of boiling water and you cooked it. Now on Shabbos, you want to put it into a klibishin or whatever. Is the prohibition of bishul achar afiyah going to still apply? No. Because even though you originally roasted it, but you already cooked it after that. So it's already gotten its bashal. So Duni's suggesting, let's do this eitzah the other way around also. I'm pretty sure Bir Halacha speaks this out. Im asu tzli achar bishul. The line is battle shame bishul or rishayim. The moment of rishayim is mechal and rishayim is shayda and mozul. Shul achar tzli. Shayda and rishayim is not rishayim is not rishayim is not rishayim. Hmm. Yeah, he's talking about something else. A bigger chiddush. Slowly. Yeah, this is where it is. Says the Bir Halacha, ach nira, ma'anius daiti, bibish loy ba'achar ach tzla'oi, if you cooked it. This is exactly what Duni was suggesting. If you cook it, and then you roast it, demutala anichai betanu b'Shabbos, so then you will not have this problem of putting it on the platter on Shabbos. The pe'ula achrayna nikba yoyser u'mikri tzli achar tzli. Because whatever you did last, that's what leaves the final roshim on the food, and therefore it's only called tzli achar tzli. So Duni is suggesting, I've got a simple eitzah for you. After you fry your schnitzel, stick it in the oven for a few minutes, and that way you're doing afiyah tzli, and now you'll have no problem based on this Bir Halacha. So first of all, it's not such a wonderful eitzah. You're drying out your schnitzel. You're drying it out. And that's not gishmak. The whole gishmak of the schnitzel is that it's not a dry chetz of chicken. It's an oily chetz of chicken. As gross as that sounds when you say it, but that's the mindset what makes it taste good. But Duni also asked, how long would you have to put it into the oven to get that effect? Well, I would think as long as you would have had to put it there, lule, it was raw. Oh, the cogs in his mind are turning. No, what do you say? You don't agree with me?
I don't agree with it at all.
Oh, so why not? Why not? Let's say normally, if you take a raw piece of schnitzel and you want to bake it in the oven, it would take, at least 20 minutes. Yeah? Is that how long you bake it for?
Depends if the heat was on or not.
If the
heat was full or not, or you started the heat.
No, no, you started it full. Full steam ahead. 20 minutes. 15 minutes.
You have to put it
not in less than 10 minutes, right?
No, I don't remember that.
I think it's between 10 and 20 minutes.
More than 10 minutes.
Yeah, I think it's like closer to 15. Okay, so I was suggesting that if you want to be machmir like this bir halacha, and do a tzliya on the schnitzel before Shabbos, so that when you go to put it on the platter on Shabbos, it was already mitzvah. So you'll have to put it in for as long as it would have taken to bake. If it would have been raw, Dudi says, I don't agree with that at all. Please, explain yourself.
I assume that you'd only need an afia that's mevatel to the bishul. We're not talking about an actual ma'aseh bishul, we're talking about a bishul that's mevatel to the afia.
Okay.
That's the essence of what's happening.
So it takes longer or shorter?
That's probably much shorter.
Much shorter. Much shorter. Okay, it could be you're right, because the pashtus is like you. Take matzah, for example. If you take your matzah dough, and you stick it, and you didn't bake it, you just plunked it into a pot of boiling water, how long would it take till it became edible?
40 minutes.
The truth is that the way we make it so thin, I mean, in the ovens, you know, by the way, in the ovens, the average matzahs, I think, are in the ovens for about 12 seconds. So the briskers try to do it in 4 seconds, I think. It's insane. They make it so thin and so hot, and it just bakes literally within seconds. So that's not really... it's not really so negeya to talk about our matzahs so much. But let's talk about, you know, the teimani matzahs, you know, the thick things, okay? If you try to cook that in a pot of boiling water, how long is that going to take till it's cooked? I don't think it'll take 40 minutes.
No, I was thinking of thing.
Yeah, you were thinking like a whole ball of dough, right? Because you didn't roll it out yet. But you have to stuff it through the way you would bake it for matzah. Okay, so I don't think it would take 40 minutes, but maybe 10, 15 minutes. Now, halacha, if you take your baked matzah and you stick it into, I'm going to take my matzah, and you put it into your boiling pot of whatever for 1 minute, and you take it out. The pashtus is that that's enough to be called cooked. It's cooked. You did a bishul on it. Like Dudi is saying, the bishul of mevatel afia does not require nearly as much time as when you're cooking it to begin with. I happen to agree with him. I think he's right. I think in Svar he's right. Now what's the pshat in it? The pshat in it is pashit. No, what's the pshat in it? The pshat is because even though I did not yet do this type of a bishul, whether you're going from afia to bishul or bishul to afia, the fact of the matter remains that I did cook it once already. Agas Nicole. Let's say, when they make bagels, right? If I'm not mistaken, how do they make bagels? Proper bagels. They boil them, and then they bake them. Now, I don't know if they boil them fully. Do they? Do they boil them fully? Some are not, right? But let's say the mahalach of bagels was, you boil it till, let's say, it's like 75% cooked, and then you finish off that last 25% in the oven. So obviously, because you already got it exposed to the koyach of fire 75% of the way, so now I only need 25% more to finish it off. So even though I'm doing a new type of bishul, avazelom shaneh, because sof kol sof, I already cooked this thing in one form or another, and therefore it's so much easier to cook it now, even in a different way. So that's pashtus the svara, what you say.
But if it's fully cooked, so then...
so Allah has kind of a kamal.
No, but then the question is, how much would you have to do more than the fully cooked to change the status from cooked to...
yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. In any event, basically what you're trying to get at is that you wouldn't need 10, 15, 20 minutes. It would be enough. Base, 3 minutes, 5 minutes. That's what you're basically getting at. Is this door open? I just need more water. I'm out of my water.
It's open. It is open.
Would you mind? Could I trouble you? Thank you. I had a combo of cold and hot today. Let's see if it would help. I'm not sure. Shkeich. Alright. So, the truth is though that at the end of the day, we don't need to come on to all of this. Why not? Because enter the Chazon Ish and he saves the day. But really the truth is, it's not even the Chazon Ish, it's really the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch later in Seif, same Simin, Shem Yud Ches, in Seif Tezvav, he says like this, Davar Shenis Basha, something that was cooked. Now again, remember, whenever the word Bishul in Lashon HaKodesh, Beis, Shin, Lamed is used, unless it's explicitly stated otherwise, it always means cooked with liquid. Davar Shenis Basha, cold tzarka, something that was fully cooked. But right now, you took it out of the sauce, out of the gravy, out of the liquid, whatever it is. You know, you had chicken inside of your chicken soup, so you took out the chicken. So you have a piece of chicken, it was fully cooked, but now it's dry, meaning it's not with the liquid. Mutter l'hanichai keneged hamedura afilu b'mokim shayat, so let us buy. This is the Mefurish Gemara, we pass it l'maisa. You are allowed to put it on Shabbos, opposite the fire, which is like a not normal way of cooking, and therefore it doesn't look, it's not Mexican mabashal, you put it a little bit at a distance, so we're not worried about Shema Yechate. Can I get a Maduro? Okay? It's all discussion what exactly are the parameters of this heter of Kenegan Maduro, but it's a heter called Kenegan Maduro. Basically, the fundamental idea is that when you do it in a way which is totally not normal to cook like that, so we're not worried about Mexican mabashal, we're not worried about Shema Yechate. Even though it's going to get hot. It's going to get totally hot. So the Bir Halacha jumps. And he brings from the Achrayim.
You're talking about cold, something cold.
You have a cold piece of chicken. You took off your soup Friday night. And let's say you really love the boiled chicken from the soup. That's your time. So you went into the fridge. You took out a piece of chicken from the soup. Now it's called the Dabar Yavish. Even though it's moist, it's called the Dabar Yavish. Okay? That's called Dabar Yavish. And you want to put it Kenegan Maduro, which in our modern parlance, Kenegan Maduro means on top of an upside down pan, which is on top of a plato. Fine. Kenegan Maduro, or Hepsi Kedera, whatever you want to call it. Okay? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mufurash, it's mutter! Yay! The Bir Halacha jumps from the Achrayim, and he says, whoa, what happened over here? Tzarachiyun. Hol El Basif, hey. Maybe Das or Rav Rabbeinu Eliezer Mimitz. In Sif Hei, the Shulchan Aruch brought the sheet of the Re'ein, then Yesh Bishol Achar Afiyo. V'ayin Shom Magen Avram de L'dayta Yuadin Yesh Tzvi Achar Bishol. And the Magen Avram says that according to the Re'ein, it's the same halacha the other way around. That just like Yesh Bishol Achar Afiyo, Yuadin Yesh Bishol, Yesh Afiyo Achar Bishol. Or Yesh Tzvi Achar Bishol. V'echmat Yer Hocha B'stam. So how could it be that the Shulchan Aruch over here in Seif Tezvav is leaving it as a stomach mutter? He brings this kasha from the Beis Meir, from the Maamar Mordechai. He leaves it as a kasha. He leaves it as a kasha. Now, what would I have said to answer up this kasha? If you guys recall from last time, I pointed out that the Mechaber does not just bring the Re'im in Sif Hei. He brings the Re'im, and he also brings, if I remember correctly, it was the Raviyah and the Smag. And he also brings those that argue with the Re'im. And how does he bring it? He brings it as Yesh Oimrim, V'yesh Oimrim, or V'yesh Matirim. He brings it as Yesh Misha Oimer, like the Re'im that Bishlach HaRafiyah is Aser. And then he said V'yesh Matirim. That there's no such thing as Bishlach HaRafiyah. Once it's cooked, I don't care how you did it. How does the Mechaber Paskin L'maisa? How does the Mechaber Paskin L'maisa? So there's a cloud. This cloud, where I saw it, is in a Bir Halacha, if I remember correctly, in Hilchos Sukkah. There's a cloud that in the Mechaber, when he brings a Yesh Aymrim, the Yesh Aymrim, the Halacha is like the second Yesh Aymrim. And I pointed out last time that it makes a whole lot of sense over here. Why? Because if we recall, when we went through the Beis Yosef inside, when he went through this whole sugya, how did he end off? He said that the Rishonim's kasha on the Re'im from the Gemara in Brachos, that the Gemara in Brachos says that when you're mevashal a yerek, it's not mevatel l'shem yerek, and you still make a barik re'adamah, and the Gemara asked on there from Matzah and said, wait a minute, By matzah, if you cook matzah, you can't be yotzei with it. And the Gemara said, ah, that's a special din by matzah, that you need to have pam matzah and you don't have it if you're cooking. So the Rishonim asked on the Rebbe, so you see from this mefurish Gemara in Brachos, that that's a special din by matzah. It doesn't apply everywhere else in the Torah. And the Melech doesn't apply to the Shabbos. And the Beis Yosef ended off by saying that kasha is a strong kasha, and he leaves it at that. The Bach answers the Beis Yosef's the Rishonim's kasha on the Rebbe. So it makes a whole lot of sense that the Mechaber himself paskins lahalacha lemaisa like the Matirim. Nah, you don't have to worry about bishul achar afiyah afiyah bishul lo kayam. You'll tell me, so how come in Sif Tesvav? So okay, but I'll call upon him in Sif Hey, he brought both shitas. And over here in Sif Tesvav, he doesn't bring both shitas. We find that in a lot of places. There's a lot of places where the Rambam does this, the Mechaber does it, where one place he'll bring, you know, one way, and another place he'll bring another way, and he's assuming that you're going to learn everything, and based on that, you'll get the full picture. In other words, he's being Saimich in Sif Hey, that you're going to learn Sif Tesvav, and there you'll see that that's how we pass in Lamaisa. That's how we pass in Lamaisa. So that's how I would have answered this kasha. The reason why the Mechaber is saisim in Seif Tezvav, that there's no issue of afiyah achar bishul, is because that's the way he paskins the maisa. He paskins like Rishonim, and don't go like the Rei, the other Rishonim. Obviously, the Bir Halacha didn't hold that was a good answer. Why not? Why not? So it could be that the reason why not is that we can't forget that there's a Ramah in this picture over here also. The Ramah in Sif Hei said beforeish that minig Ashkenaz is that we are machmir l'chatchila for the Reim. We're machmir l'chatchila for the Reim. So we don't dip challah in a cliche unless you had a ladle in between. So why would the Ramah leave it quiet over here in Sif Tezvav? Why would the Ramah leave it quiet? It could be that that was the ikar, what was bothering the Bir Halacha. I'll call upon him. The Chazanish comes in and answers this kasha. Okay? The Dirshu, Mr. Burr brings down this Chazanish. The Chazanish is in Simin Lamed Zayin at the end of Yud Dalet over here. He says, the Bir Halacha b'shem achrayim hiksha shahar havalei tzliach harbishol. How could the Shulchan Aruch say that I could take a cooked piece of meat which is no longer with its right tip and put it in a hamaduro? Hare, this is tzviach harbishul. Mal karcha, says the Chazanish, you must say tzarchlam, and mal karcha tzarchlam. We have no choice but to say t'chol shalai yavai l'tam tzli mamish elo shiis yavish k'tzos ein bozeh bishul harbishul. If it's not mamish going to become the tam of roasted, just, it's going to dry out a little bit, that's all. So then that's not called bishul achar bishul, it's not called tzli achar bishul, bishul achar tzli. See a big yisayt in this chazanish. He's even this chazanish. And then he goes on to say that it could be that the only way to get the tam of tzli is when you mamish have an open fire, like by the coals or on a spit, not like the Mishabura, like Hedya, not like the Mishabura. The Mishabura in Sif Hei said mefurish, that I'll pee the mahalich of the Magen Avraham. I'll pee the mahalich of the Magen Avraham. Anywhere you put it that can get it hot, that's fair game to call it tzli. The Chazanish has it said that no, it's only shayich to dan that maybe we'll call it tzli if it's by an open fire, like by the coals on a spit or something like that. I'll call upon him the yisayi that the Chazanish for sure holds of, which lamrot that the Mishabura doesn't seem to hold of it, but at the same time he doesn't lehed yisayi not like this, so therefore we're allowed to, you know, push it in if you so please. The yisayi that he's saying is that we only call it bishul achar afiyah or afiyah achar bishul if the effect of what you're doing is significantly felt on the food item. So the question you need to ask yourself, when you take your piece of schnitzel or chicken or whatever it is that was originally cooked inside the chicken soup or inside of oil, whatever it was, and now you're going to put it on top of the upside down pan on the platter, is this it going to get a proper roasted taste, or it's just going to dry out a little bit? Now, 99.9% of the time, this is not going to get a roasted taste. Right? To get a roasted taste, the pashtus really is, like the Chazon Ish said, you can't really get the taste of roast, of tzliya, unless you have an open flame to the food. That really is the only way to do it. But I'll call upon him, even if we would say that maybe theoretically in certain circumstances, if I leave it there long enough, it'll get a roasted taste. I'll call upon him. The way we do it, where we're heating it up on Shabbos, it's not getting a roasted taste. It's not getting a roasted taste. And the Dir Shul Misha Berurah brings this down also. The same is Sayyid from Rav Shlomo Zalman. He says, can you take a sufganiya, which is boiled in oil? It's boiled in oil. And can you heat it up on Shabbos? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, according to what they didn't have the sefer here that's quoted. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, yes, you can, because it's not giving it. I think he says the same shprach, the same mushroom. It's not giving it right. It's not giving it a roasted taste. Let's see if that's the way he says it. Shemutu ma'aniyah sufganiya hametugenet v'shemen al gabei amecham nitchamem. Okay, that's the way he says it. Came out the exact same thing. Because you're not really changing the taste. You're not changing the taste over here. So that's the aside, and that would seem to be the basis for the Minhag HaOlam. That would seem to be a very solid basis for the Minhag HaOlam. We have a Mefurish HaHalacha. So it's Nisam and Sif Tesvam. That you're allowed to take a cooked piece of meat that was cooked with liquid and put it to heat it up. Why? Because of the Chazon Ish of Shlomo Zalman, that if you're not mamish changing the taste of it, so then it's mutter. So now there's one last thing I want to mention before we finish. What time is it? Yeah, I see. A couple minutes. Can you make toast on Shabbos? This is a whole discussion they bring down over here in the place. Can you make toast on Shabbos? Can you take a piece of bread and put it on the hot plate or on the upside down kitchen. To mamish, make it toast. Can you make toast? So some, basically, what's the shayla? The shayla is the bread was baked. A feel. Now you want to do what some paiskim call sleep. In other words, up until now, we've only been machalik between bishul, which is cooking with liquid, and a feel slash sleep, which is cooking without liquid. Baking and roasting goes together and it's lumped together. Some places you want to say no. Just like you can be mechalik between bishul and afiyah, you could also be mechalik between afiyah and sleep. And even something that was previously baked, if you subsequently roast it, it's no good. So the mice that they bring that it's a whole machalik, it's a place, whether we're yeah, chayish is such a thing, not chayish is such a thing. I would just want to point out what lechayra is for sure mutter according to everybody. Which is that very often, you know, especially people who leave their challahs in the freezer overnight to keep it fresh. You take the challah and you put it on the upside down pan on Shabbos morning to thaw it out. And a lot of times when you do that, the part which is touching, it's like mamish toasted. I would humbly suggest that for sure is mutter according to everybody, because since all you're doing the crust of the bread anyway to begin with, if you would remove like just that paper thin layer of crust, that anyway is basically toasted, and the effect that you're having on the challah as a whole is basically insignificant. So therefore I would humbly suggest that should be mutter according to everybody. Bifrat that they bring a lot of places in that anyway you're allowed to make toast on Shabbos, obviously not in a toaster, but you know, like we said, I'm putting on top of the upside down.
You have to toast on a time switch.
So you have a time switch. Then you have to get into Shailas Bahnachal Khathima, right? It would still be awesome to put in there unless you had some type of contraption where it's completely covered on the inside and the knobs are covered. It's not Nagel Lamaisa. It's not Nagel Lamaisa because you're gonna have other issues, not the Bishul issue. Okay, have a good Shabbos.
Good. Thank you.